Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
My name is David.
And I'm Zach.
And this week we're Hoodie Boys.
Hoodie Boys.
It's cold. It's cold here.
It is cold here. We got 30 mile an hour winds outside. Yep.
We do. Yep. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. That's about as cold as it and blustery and stormy as it gets.
Indeed, actually.
I will say for everyone that isn't from California that listens to us, it was 82 degrees on Saturday.
And today was now 43.
You know, yeah. It's like... Yeah, it gets cold.
That's Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
We are the internet's premier Star Trek fan podcast.
Nice.
Coming at you live, like my hoodie boyfriend said, coming at you live from California.
Mm-hmm.
And what we do here, what our game is we review Star Trek episodes, Stardate by Stardate.
Unless, of course, it's a new show.
Which happens to be the case.
Oh my God, what?
Today we're reviewing Picard, Season 1, Episode 2. The name of this episode is Maps and Legends.
Whoa.
Stardate?
Unknown, but beyond 47988.0. Same as last time.
Well.
What you'll find interesting is that we're releasing these. I'm going to release this tomorrow.
Good.
Which means for those of you that are listening to this, you're getting a double episode.
Oh.
Yeah, because we have the next, I think we have actually The Expanse coming out tomorrow, season 3, F1 as well, of Enterprise.
Dope.
And, you know, just a friendly reminder that if David hasn't emailed you, we need your address. Email us your address.
Yes, sir.
And we'll get you a sticker.
Yes, sir.
That's right. Just reach out. Just reach out and say hey.
We got stickers.
And we're on all major podcasting platforms. Podcasting.
Podcasting.
Podcast.
Drink Coke.
If you like and review and send me a screenshot of your review or just you liking it on any fucking platform, if you do that.
You holding your thumb up in front of the picture.
No.
I like
you
that.
You got to 5-star it. Show me that you 5-starred it. Or reviewed it, send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com, and in that email, put your address and that photo, and we'll get you a sticker. Sorry, no shipping to Australia, though.
Nice. That's funny.
Okay, well... Yeah, thestarcompanion@gmail.com. If you like us so much, you can, in fact, send us a buck or two or more on patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
That's some shit we really like.
And, and if you're that Department of Defense lady that I met for my friend who was getting a security clearance, it was nice to meet you. And thanks for listening.
Oh. Cool.
It was cool meeting, you know, just someone who likes Star Trek out in the world.
Nice.
That's fun. Yeah. Okay, ready?
Yeah, I'm ready, yeah.
Cool. Take it away.
You ready?
God. Well, I mean, this episode picks up where the last one left off, and Dodge is still dead.
Oh, that's right.
We get a little bit of backstory at the beginning of the episode. We get
We get that super dope looking shipyard outside of Mars.
Mm-hmm.
14 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's where the synths go crazy, I guess, and F8 causes problems.
Looks like F8 pulls the old Alt-4. F4.
There's the joke.
Fuck, I fucked it up.
Yeah, no, it was good.
The Alt-F4 is what I meant.
Did you say Alt-4?
Yeah, I said Alt-4. Yeah,
that's embarrassing. Yeah. You know what's funny is you telegraphed it to me, though, and I got it, and I still didn't laugh.
Well, you want another one? Shot through the head, and you're too late.
Wow.
You give love an F8.
Wow.
Because he shoots himself through the head?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so I have a question about that. So, hey, David.
Yeah, yes, Zach.
Do you think the android, or synth, what are you going to call him, F8, would really go through all the effort of destroying his sad existence and all the other synths, and, you know, and all the chains which bound him to his indentured servitude?
To his oppressors.
To end up having guilt, you know, like, seriously?
Oh, he killed himself over guilt, you're thinking?
What, do you think he just killed himself to kill himself?
Yeah, to destroy the data.
To destroy the, so you think he was triggered then? Did he appear triggered? Was that what that cue was?
No, I think that was like a programming complete, I will now exterminate myself.
So someone had to have sent it then?
Yeah.
That's what we're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he didn't have guilt then.
It was like execute code, whatever.
Order 66.
Order 66.
My issue was, is there was a second of pause on the actor's part that made it seem like he was thinking about not shooting himself.
Okay.
You know, and that was where that's where that came from. Moving on. I'd like to point out that, do you know what the Tal Shiar were before this episode?
Roughly, yes, but, indulge me, if you will.
Well, I just, my point here is I think it's fucking hilarious that they had to spend a bunch of time explaining what the Tal Shiar were, because no one that watches this probably didn't watch DS9.
Nope.
You know, this is probably a small crossover.
Yeah.
But I think they did that for not the diehards, and I'm like, oh, okay, cool. So, yeah, Tal Shiar, whatever. It's like the Obsidian Order of the Cardassians, but it's the Romulan version.
They did kind of do like a NCIS Picard.
Yes, yeah.
And they recreated so Picard and his Romulan friend lady go to the crime scene. They just magically appear there. That's fine, no big deal. Crime scene, two people died, or one person died with a knife thrown through his chest, and like six other.
It was a pretty dope kill.
Yeah, but I mean, that's a crime scene.
Not anymore.
You're right. She calls the people who killed the guy with a knife, threw the knife through his chest. She calls them cheeky fuckers.
Cheeky fuckers.
And I think it's just hilarious that there's a Scottish Romulan.
Okay, you know? I'm glad we're here. So, my last question here was, hey, David, how'd this ex-Tal Shiar Romulan, who's now Picard's slave or indentured servant, again, another indentured servitude, develop some sort of UK accent?
Yeah, exactly. And then later on, we see another Romulan who's Asian.
Oh, yeah. That's right, the Asian Romulans.
Yeah, I have a note here saying that it's the rise of the ethnic Romulans.
I have a small qualm here.
Yes.
And it's a, oh, wow, so even worse than the Tal Shiar are the Zhat Vash. And they hated Android so much that they infiltrated
even the Gorn.
The same Gorn that Captain Kirk could beat up with his hands together. Straight up lizard people.
Yeah.
You're telling me the Gorn have figured out how to make AI? Sense? No way. They're fucking lizards. They can't even stay warm.
Yeah. They don't even have warm blood. That's a problem.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. having to bring heaters into space like that.
Yeah.
It's almost reminds me of back in Enterprise where the, what's the Zindi? Mm-hmm. How that one race of people has to stay inside that aquarium or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, if you're listening to this one before the Enterprise one, if you don't know, there are, like, manatee...
Zindis.
What I liked when they were doing this recreation in NCIS Picard, mm-hmm. There may be a singular clue in here in this near perfect white. Wait. So you mean like this thing right fucking here?
This bar of metal? That's exactly it.
That is exactly it.
These Jat Vash are thorough, but not that thorough, nope. Mind you.
There's a plot here. We need to keep the plot going.
That's right.
That is right.
Looks like the Jat Vash could have used a Clorox wet wipe. Wow.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, no, that's, what's the other? NCI? The other shitty
crime... Law and Order?
No, the other shitty crime show.
CSI?
CSI, yeah. Remember?
Are those shows not affiliated? NCIS and CSI?
No.
My God.
Yeah.
One's Navy.
Remember that guy who would always do those, like, mm-hmm. one-liners? Well, Frank.
No, I do. You know, back in my house back in the day, the family would always watch Survivor.
Yeah.
And then go right into CSI.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
You remember that guy, though, right?
No, yeah, I totally do.
Yeah, and then it was like, wah, that Who song, we mm-hmm. don't get fooled again.
Didn't one of those Who guys lose his hearing?
Yeah, Pete Townshend. Yeah.
That's what I said.
He's a pedophile, too.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he got caught with child porn on his computer. He said he was doing research. You didn't know this?
No.
Yeah. It was a big thing.
I was never a big Who fan.
Yeah, I mean, their first couple albums are good, but they get into, like, Eminence Front, and I'm just not... that's not my bag, baby.
We're going to get right back into this. I have one more question for you on this topic.
Yeah.
What do you feel about the Doors?
Oh, I love the Doors.
Do you love the Doors?
They're fantastic, yeah.
I've been trying to get into the Doors recently.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're good.
What do you like about the Doors?
I just love how primal and virile Jim Morrison is.
Why does it always got to be this kind of thing with you? Just can never get an honest take.
Well, no, I do. I do enjoy how primal he is. He's very...
Yeah.
He's very... He's the quintessential tortured artist. You know what I mean?
I'm trying to place him in like a timeline or scheme of... A schema, if you will, mm-hmm. of artists that I like and know. Mm-hmm. And where he and his band fits in.
He's about halfway between Jimi Hendrix and Kurt Cobain.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good.
Yep. That's basically what I would equate him to.
Well, I'm going to tell Wade that tomorrow.
Oh, Wade.
Yeah, and if you guys want to hear Wade... I do a podcast with Wade. It's called I Love That Bachelor.
There you go.
Anyway, Dave, there's ghosts in the machine.
There is. And meanwhile.
Meanwhile.
Back aboard the Borg cube.
Uh-oh.
The mighty.
You mean the artifact?
Yeah, the artifact. The mighty and omnipotent Borg cube. I can't quite suss out what's going on this Borg cube. Is this a, like a reclamation site?
It appears to be a reclamation site.
Mm.
They've turned it into some sort of artifact and then... They're, like, going in and collecting drones that have been caught in just stasis and trying to liberate them.
And just the Romulans?
Yes.
And Romulan allies?
I guess.
Okay.
Our scientists. I don't know. I think it's weird that they have a Trill there.
Yeah, this show is... I was sitting there watching the show today, and I was like, this show is, like... It's kind of hard to follow, actually.
Mm-hmm.
I get what they're trying to do.
A lot of elevated language.
Yeah, a lot of elevated language.
The prose is nice.
It is, yeah.
I'll give him that.
Yeah.
That's Picard going, change that word.
Yeah. You mean Stewart? John?
No, he goes by Picard.
Okay, yeah.
In real life. In the same way Shatner goes by Kirk.
Yeah.
It's the only way Kirk can fuck alien women. That means immigrants.
Speaking of fucking alien women, looks like Dodge's sister... And the Romulan are having assignations mm-hmm. now. What's her sister's name? Circe?
Twins Dodge.
Sorcy? Dodge Twin. Sorcy?
I
can't
know.
Follow it. It's good though. You should watch it.
Worf was easy.
Yeah, Worf is easy. So that's going on there. This Romulan guy shows up and he's mysterious, but she's fucking him now, and she's a doctor apparently, but she's like 22. Works for me. Meanwhile, back on Earth, Jean-Luc Picard meets up with an old friend, and he's trying to get his medical results to go back to space.
Mm-hmm. And right before he meets his friend,
yeah,
he's just nonchalantly playing with flowers and
he is
vases out back.
His doctor says, "For a relic, you're in remarkable shape." You know?
Yeah,
I love that line.
It was a good line.
You're in great shape, except for that Borg circuitry that was left in the old noggin back in the day.
You know what?
I think that's what it is. I don't think it's a disease or anything.
It's probably that, and it's probably... Well, Seven of Nine, we know, shows up later in the show.
Mm-hmm.
And I bet they save the twin,
mm-hmm.
and she keeps him from dying. Because she's been watching them reclaim Borg drones.
Yeah. And she's a doctor, so she can, you know... Mm-hmm. She can supervise that.
Also, apparently that doctor happened to be on the Stargazer.
True.
One of, like, a couple people that survived.
The doctor says, Jean-Luc, you can't go back up in space, man.
No.
There's something going around in your prefrontal cortex. So Picard says, fuck this, I'm going over to Starfleet. And he shows up. And that little... The little metal detector that they have that everybody warps into.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic idea.
Super cool.
He walks in and he walks up to the reception. He says, hey, I'm here to meet with the old admiral. And he says, who are you again? He says, Picard. P-I-C-A-R-D. Oh, admiral, good to have you back in the building, you old lump of coal. Here's a visitor badge.
Bang.
Bang. And so Picard goes to meet with the admiral to try and get clearance back. He wants to go back into space to help find Dodge's sister. And he has this really hostile meeting with the admiral, this new admiral of Starfleet. And my question is why is everyone so goddamn hostile to him? Like, I understand that, you know, the Romulan thing, I guess, didn't go so good, but it doesn't seem like it was his problem. Like, didn't seem like it was his fault. But everybody's projecting onto Picard, like, this is fucked up, and you're coming back, and you're senile now, old man. Get back to your chateau and make wine.
Yeah, well...
It's like, this guy was the guy who led the Enterprise for... How many seasons again? Like
seven?
Seven seasons?
Seven seasons.
Yeah.
It's, It appears that Starfleet doesn't like being talked down to and being told them they're wrong.
Yeah, and that's always kind of been the case.
Yeah, and so I will say that if you watch TOS or TNG or or any of them, really,
yeah,
any time that an admiral gets involved,
mm-hmm.
it's always contentious.
Yeah, it is.
Always contentious.
This one seems like particularly contentious, though, and it may be the score behind the whole
movie. Oh, yeah, it could be the score.
Yeah.
And then, I mean...
And they both stand up and they yell... vitriolic things at each other.
I'll say that he looked younger when he was yelling and getting angry.
Yeah, he did.
I was like, ooh.
Ooh.
There he is. Hey, dude.
So my question for that was, is it believable that Starfleet is this hostile towards him?
Yes.
I could see that, yeah.
Especially because I imagine there's some sort of fucking, like, collusion nonsense with Section 31? I think it is. Section 31 is like a secret evil portion of the Federation.
Got it.
It's basically their Tal Shiar.
Okay.
And it ends up being pretty, like, shiesty and not copacetic. And I think they're upset because Picard valued Romulan lives over, you know, keeping the Federation together.
Okay.
And I think that's the root of the cause here, is Picard's like, humanity in all its forms over a corporation or whatever, you know? And they're like, nah, dude, fuck you. The Federation's important, and you tried to take it down single-handedly. When we didn't bend to your will, you just stepped down instead of trying to diplomat your way out of it.
Okay.
You know, and then that was the last thing he did was step down after being like Picard, Admiral Picard.
Mm-hmm.
And then when he was pissed, he just left. And then the next time that as this story's going, mm-hmm. the next time we see Picard interact as some sort of face of Starfleet,
yeah,
he gets goaded into shit talking that particular instance. And so, then everyone happened to then see it. So the wounds are fresh.
So this whole Romulan thing broke up the Federation?
Well, no. So in that conversation that she was having,
mm-hmm.
or he was having with her, it was everyone wanted the Romulans out after this refugee crisis.
Oh, okay.
And then he was like, "But we got to keep the Romulans here. You know, they're refugees." And they're like, "Nah, we got to kick them out to keep the Federation together."
I see.
And so, and that's when he was like, "What?
I don't.
We're about helping people.
What?
Yeah. Why would we kick them out?
I don't see how." Bringing the Romulans in would be a threat to the Federation. Is that because the Romulans are sinister and have tried to, were part of, like, the Dominion War and all that shit?
The Romulans ended up coming to our aid in the Dominion War.
Yeah.
But the Romulans have always been sinister and not our friend. That's why there's the DMZ zone. You know?
It just seems, I don't know, I guess it just seems
You think
strange.
It feels contrived?
A little bit, yeah. It's like...
they shoehorn the whole thing.
They do. And I understand there has to be conflict, you know, but I just don't see... I don't... It doesn't make sense that Starfleet would be like, yeah, we'll help the Romulans, and then their planet blows up, and like, no, fuck them, we're done with them. You know what I mean? Like,
well,
that.
It has been 18 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I don't know.
You know what
I
mean? Like, that's the whole thing, is it's been 18 years, and Starfleet really isn't what it is, and Picard got out when Starfleet was stopped being what it was supposed to be. You know? I mean, because, so, like, the last time you see him is, what, Nemesis?
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I guess maybe we're not far enough into the series yet to make a decision on that. My main concern is, like, why is Starfleet so hostile? They've never been this hostile before.
Why are they being hostile? What do you mean, like, how are they being hostile?
Just fucking yelling at Picard and stuff. I mean, there hasn't been any search for new life and new civilizations. It's all just been like this, like...
Well, sure. I mean, again, okay, you have to pretend that, I mean, you know, just... You have to get over the fact that it's not gonna be old Star Trek.
Do I?
Yeah.
Do I have to get over that?
Yeah,
okay.
No, you do.
All right.
Watch it with an open mind. I mean, it's like,
you knew going into it that you were
going to get 10 episodes of what, him just going around to different planets? I wish.
Yeah.
But that's not TV anymore.
Okay, well.
You know.
That's where, I guess it's where you and I part ways.
That's right. I'm just saying.
It's been a fun podcast, man.
I'm just saying. No, yeah. You know, I mean...
No, I
some of the fans are for sure on your side.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, I'm okay with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Do you ever think...
I'm not going to hate it.
I will. Do you ever think that, like, do you ever read something or see something, you're like, God damn it, that's so bad. You know what I mean? Like, you're just like, that has, like, done some dishonor to something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, do you ever think, like, what would I do then to rewrite it? That's where I'm at right now, where I'm like, what would
oh, sure,
you know, because again, Discovery wasn't really my cup of tea.
Yeah, we have to finish that before that shit comes out, by the way.
This really hasn't been my cup of tea too much.
Yeah.
But the thing that I come back to is like, well, how would I write it then? And mm-hmm. I guess
you would write it with 10 episodes all separate.
I don't know. I don't know what I would do. I really don't. That's the question, and that's the eternal argument against the critic, which is,
well,
you can sit there and criticize, but what the fuck would you do?
The thing is,
and I don't know what I would do.
The thing is, man,
would I bring back old Trek? Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe I wouldn't.
There's not a fucking audience for it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. If there was an audience for it, they'd bring it back.
That's true.
That's why I don't understand this argument.
That's
no offense.
True.
I'm sorry.
No. I'm glad we're having this conversation, because I think this is an important...
Yeah,
this is
sure.
This is where the two generations of Star Trek fans divide.
No, totally. And like, look, I love old Star Trek more. Mm-hmm. All of it. Mm-hmm. Wholly and completely more than this.
Yeah.
But they don't make TV like this anymore. Like that anymore, rather.
Mm-hmm.
They don't. They just don't. And it's like, okay, if you want that show, then, you know, it's Law and Order or it's CSI.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but those don't bring in the big dollars. What brings in the big dollars? What wins awards? Game of Thrones, Breaking Bad. You know?
Yeah.
These are shows that are serialized all the way through. They try to tell a compelling story about something that's happening now. And so when Patrick
they're
Stewart...
trying to draw parallels with what's going on in the world right now, is what you're saying?
Patrick Stewart didn't want to do this show. And he said, okay, I'll do it, but I want to be in the writing room.
Yeah.
And so it was Patrick Stewart's idea to do a refugee crisis problem.
Mm-hmm.
And so you're getting xenophobic Starfleet.
Yeah.
You know, and then this. So, like, this is also his brainchild. So you have to hate on Patrick Stewart as well.
Yeah.
And it's because this is TV now. This is just how TV is. They don't make it like they did. No one's going to green light 26 episodes of something that has no continuity other than the same characters.
Yeah.
No one. You know? Like, think about, you know, think about someone going, oh, man, okay, there's a new show on Netflix. I'm going to watch it. You put on the first episode, and you're like, okay, that was interesting. And then you watch the second episode, and you're like, huh. It's like the same thing, but it's a completely different story. And then you go through 26 episodes of it. No one's greenlighting that. No one's paying for that.
So if Next Generation or the original series was made now, then it wouldn't be a hit?
I doubt it. I honestly doubt it.
Then why do we look back on those things with such fondness?
When did you first watch Star Trek?
Probably when I was like 5 or 6.
Okay.
Or 7. I was really young when I started watching
it. So there's nostalgia there embedded in it for you.
Yeah, a little bit, but it's just...
What's the market for Star Trek?
What's the market for Star Trek?
It's all the old head Trekkies.
Mm-hmm.
And then if you're going to get people new mm-hmm. fans, they know all the old ones are going to watch it. So to get new fans, you have to create shit like Game of Thrones or Breaking Bad, shit like that. And, like, that's just the studio play, you know? I like vinyl more than I like MP3s, but I don't listen to everything on vinyl. You know? Also, streaming destroyed the music industry. And yet, like, here we are. They have to come back from the ashes. You know? No one listens to albums all the way through anymore.
Yeah.
You know? The same...
You're just talking about serialized shows, then. Like, you're talking about, like, where it's just... Like Next Generation, where it's just like
that's episodic
or episodic. I mean,
yeah,
you're just talking about that's done with.
Yeah, I can't think of a fucking show that's episodic outside of a sitcom.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Well, Big Bang Theory is episodic. That's really popular.
That's a sitcom.
Yeah, yeah, those are really popular.
Sure, but I mean, like, you need a drama.
There's a hole in here.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, I see where you're coming from. I don't know. Yeah, you're right.
I mean, and I don't want to sugar. I don't want to pretend like I wouldn't prefer 26 episodes of The Next Generation.
Yeah.
I would every day of the week. You know who's doing a show like that, actually? Here's the whole. Seth MacFarlane and that show that he does.
Oh, the...
The...
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
You guys know which one it is.
Yeah, the one where
Orpheus?
I think you're right. I think it's Orpheus or something.
Shit like that.
Yeah.
But that show,
mm-hmm.
that's like old Star Trek, but it's also a comedy.
Yeah.
You know? But it has a lot of great sentiments. It also has a lot of old Star Trek writers.
Well, I'm not trying to make the case for a return of a episodic show. I'm trying to make the case for a good serialized show.
Okay, but
I don't think this or Discovery are good serialized shows.
I think it's because you're biased.
Nope.
I 100% think it's because you're biased. So it's because you have something there already.
So you watched Discovery with me and you didn't groan the entire
time. It was bad the second time, yeah.
Yeah.
Because just, I knew it was going to happen.
It's just, it's not a good show, man.
I'm not saying. I'm not defending Discovery.
That's all I'm saying.
I'm just saying that. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm not saying that. I mean, fuck. How long was I trying to convince you to watch Breaking Bad? I understand that there's good serialized shows. I'm just saying that this ain't it, Chief.
Oh, sure. But I think you're being extra hard on it because it's Star Trek.
No, I don't think I am.
Okay, then if not you, then most fucking people.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Fine. And it's like, whatever.
Yeah.
If you don't like it, you don't fucking like it.
Yeah.
You know, go back to watching the old stuff.
Yeah.
You know, but it's like, DS9's the best Star Trek there ever was.
Yeah.
And I'll rewatch that every day of the week, and I wish they would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm just giving an explanation so people aren't like, oh, how come they're not doing old Star Trek? This is the reason why they're not doing old Star Trek.
I get it, yeah.
You know?
No.
That's all I'm saying.
No, I totally get where you're coming from. And I think you're right as well. I think you're right.
Yeah.
And I think that...
I will say also, it's not... This isn't Breaking Bad.
No.
This isn't groundbreaking.
Yeah.
For me, I'm watching it because I'm like, oh, hey, Star Trek, and yeah, you know what? Let's see what fucking...
Yeah, yeah.
Patrick Stewart got.
Yeah, yeah. That's fine. And I'll watch it with an open mind. I'll watch Discovery with an open mind. I'll grit my teeth and bear it.
You'll like the second season.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah.
That actor's great.
I just, again, this all stemmed from I don't really know what's going on in this show yet.
No, yeah.
And
they want to have a turn.
Yeah, I know.
And it's like, okay.
And
they're kind of telegraphing.
But we're two episodes in and I don't really know any of the characters' names. You know what I mean? Like, I wish I was more attached to these characters. Like, I see Dodge's sister sleeping with the Romulan. I don't feel anything about that. I'm like, how am I emotionally drawn to these characters right now? And again, I'll keep an open mind. And if I am emotionally drawn to those characters, then that's the way it's going to be. I'm just saying at this point that I don't really care. I really almost don't even care about Picard,
to be
honest.
Two episodes?
Yeah.
I'm watching The Outsider on HBO. It's a Stephen King adaptation.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, it's good.
Yeah.
The shots are great.
Yeah.
And it's bleak.
I get two episodes in on The Bachelor, and I'm like, I fucking love Hannah or whatever, you know, whoever.
You didn't even finish that season.
Yeah, no, you're right, I didn't.
I don't remember that. No, and again, I think it's too early.
Okay.
I mean, I don't know. How many shows do you watch that you're like, oh my God, I love this show, one episode in?
Not many. You know? It's really not that much of a stretch for me to be like, I don't really like this one.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm like, you know, but for...
That's why I don't think I'm looking at it too harshly, more harsh than others. I'm a consistently...
That was a good turn.
I'm a consistent hater.
I hate
most things.
It's okay.
But like you said, it is Star Trek.
I'll give it a 5 out of 10.
Yeah.
And if it gets me more Star Trek, if it does well,
yeah,
maybe we'll get that episodic one.
Yeah. Well, and we do it for the fans too, right? We do it because we enjoy talking. This has been like the most invigorating half hour today.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you want an equally invigorating half hour, episode 17 is season 1, Vox Sala.
Nailed it down now.
It's excellent. Was it 17?
I don't remember.
Oh.
It's 17 to 22, one of those.
Somewhere in there. Vox Sala, invigorating episode.
Yeah.
It's just not as much fun to review.
What, this show?
Yeah. It's just not. We're going to have this single-spirited debate, and then we're going to do it like we did episode 1 of this show, and be like, oh, well.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 out of whatever.
You know what it is, too? Like, just thinking over to Enterprise for a second. Enterprise is... The first couple seasons were pretty bad. I will admit they were pretty bad. What?
They were fun.
Yeah, but it's like dad has this fucking smile on his face, and it's like, little boyish charm. That's Mayweather, that's Reed, that's Tripp. You know, it's like they have their little things about them, you know, and that one, there's kind of a episodic kind of nature to that, even though it gets lost, you know, the whole, the war, temporal Cold War.
Yeah, but I mean, TNG did that with Borg.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, how many temporal Cold War episodes
got lost,
were there?
That got lost too, though.
No, that's what I'm saying.
I was looking back, and there's only like 3 or 4episodes of the Borg in Next Generation.
I've
watched. It's crazy.
Yeah. It's like, wow. Yeah, they carried that much weight.
Yeah.
No, but I mean, I just Enterprise is written.
Yeah.
Until we get to season 3 here.
Yeah.
And you're gonna have the Zindi arc.
Yeah.
You know. And that's going to be kind of reminiscent of the end of DS9, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's like, you just can't. And to be honest, the original series is so campy.
Yeah.
You know, I just have so much nostalgia for Star Trek that I love it. I love it no matter what.
Yeah.
You know? And yeah, I mean, we're watching this for the fans, and it's...
You know what? If you guys think I'm coming on too strong...
There you go.
Send us an email to starcompanion@gmail.com and let me know.
Yeah.
Actually, if you guys have an opinion on this debate, not even a debate, a talk. If you have an opinion on what we're talking about, please email us. We want to hear what you have to say.
Yeah, what's your thoughts?
And maybe we'll even do a...
Read it aloud.
Yeah, and do like a question answer, you know, kind of extrapolate on what you guys are talking about. Because this is something that Zach and I talk about a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But we all, every time we talk about it, we get a little bit further, you know? And so if someone else can, if you guys feel like you have something to add to it, that might even further our understanding on it and might change my opinion. Or Zach's
opinion. I wasn't good enough? Shit. Anyway, so whatever, right? Shit just keeps happening.
Yeah.
And Picard's gonna get a ship and he...
Starfleet's... in some shit with the Romulans.
Oh, yeah, there's some B-plot of...
Yep.
You
and,
know.
There's some people looking after the Dodge's sister, and then we'll see what happens in the next episode.
Yeah, the debate, that's what you came here for anyway.
Yeah.
It's okay. It's not old Star Trek.
It's beautiful.
But it's okay.
Looks good.
And it looks good.
It's a lot of screen glare, but
of screen glare. At least they cut the fucking Dutch angles.
Yeah.
Gosh, it's so annoying. And like all the spinning up and down and around.
Yeah.
But
there was one of the Kelvin timeline movies that came out, like maybe not the last one, but the like 2 or 3 ago. J.J. Abrams issued an apology for how much screen glare there was in the movie.
Oh, yeah?
It's egregious how much.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. When we get to those movies, you'll see and you'll just be like, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, I've actually only seen the first one.
They're good. They're really good.
Yeah.
I've liked all of them despite what... And like
why do you like them?
They look really good. The plot's decent. The characters are not the original series characters. They're vastly different.
Yeah.
Kirk is not Kirk. Spock is not Spock. Spock is way too emotional. But it works. It works.
I think one of... We're never going to get the chance because of this podcast.
Yeah.
But I bet your opinion of some of these shows, if you just sat down and watched them, like all 10 hours straight, and made it feel like a movie, you'd probably have that same take about these as you would the Kelvin movies.
Maybe.
That's what I think.
Maybe.
We'll see. If you think I'm wrong, tell us. I'll read it out loud.
Yeah. We'll see.
We're on all major podcasting platforms. You can send us an email at thestarcompanion@gmail.com. If you enjoyed my spirited debate, you can send us some money at patreon.com/thestarcompanion.
There it is.
And if you enjoyed David's spirited debate, you can Venmo me at... You can send us some money at Patreon. If you like and... Send me a photo of you rating it or whatever. What are the 5 stars? one star, I don't care. Or do a review. Send us a screenshot of it in an email, and we'll send you a sticker.
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Bye.
What was that, dude? You said you love...
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.